Hello, this is Excalibur of Excalibur Zone Gaming. This is the FLGS News and Events Program for the week of September 29th, 2014 to October 5th, 2014. On this show, we cover the news and events for the FLGSs located in the Richmond, Virginia area. The stores we cover are Collector's Heaven in Richmond, Dragon's Den in Glen Allen, Ethereal Gaming in Midlothian, For the Wind Games in Midlothian, One-Eyed Jacks in Carytown, Richmond Comics in Midlothian, and the Time Capsule in Hopewell. This past weekend saw the new Magic the Gathering set, Khans of Tarkir, release. Most, if not all, of the stores held drafts, standard, and other celebratory tournaments and events. I got my booster box and fat pack for the occasion, and will begin offloading some of my cards that have rotated out of the standard environment. As a reminder, all standard events now consist of the Theros block sets, M15 core set, and Khans of Tarkir. Cards from the Return to Ravnica block and M14 set have rotated out of standard. F&M draft events will mostly be Khans of Tarkir packs, unless noted otherwise by the stores running the events. One-Eyed Jacks held sealed events on Saturday using standard cons boosters instead of pre-release boxes. Richmond Comics held a Team Trios event on Saturday. The prize? A table-sized playmat. There were 27 participants who formed 9 teams. The best name contest went to the Con Artists, each member of the team winning an RCX playmat. They narrowly beat out How We Met This Brother. The winning team was Isis, crewed by Christian Griffin, Chris Craig, and Nicholas Turk. Congrats, guys! On Sunday, Dave Bakkenkamp wanted to celebrate the Richmond Magic community, so he spoke with Tommy Donovan at Richmond Comics to host a Crazy Draft. A Crazy Draft is where each player brings 3 booster packs of Magic, with each pack from a different set. If a set has 8 cards in it, 2 packs of that set are needed instead of 1. The packs are drafted as a normal 3-pack draft. However, Mythic Rares, Rares, and Foils are redrafted at the end of the event. The player in first place receives $50, second place $20, and third place $10. These prizes were provided by Dave as RCX gift certificates. Tommy added to the redraft with more cards and booster packs. 12 players, including me, participated in a 4-round Swiss-style draft. First place went to Zane Gates, second to Jay Gates, and third place to Logan Donovan. Again, congrats, guys. We're now going to list the events hosted at each store for this week. I can only provide listings for those events I'm aware of through Facebook, Google Calendar, and store-printed calendars. I've extrapolated some of the Dragon's Den events since I do not have an October calendar. Their schedule tends to be stable from week to week, so I went ahead and filled in the events for October 1st through 5th. There's a change to the format this week, and was suggested by Matt Fiddler at Richmond Comics that I list events by the day instead of by the store. Also, since we got the majority of the introduction out of the way last week, we'll just crack through the events. If a store does not have anything listed for a particular day, they will not be mentioned, unless, of course, the store's listed is closed for that day. If I've missed anything or mistranslated an event, please let me know in the comment section below. Ethereal Gaming is an online store dedicated to Magic the Gathering singles, and, as far as I can tell, they do not host events, so they will not be listed in the schedule. On Monday, September 29th, 2014, Dragon's Den will host a Warhammer Disc Wars demo from 3 to 5 p.m. At 6 o'clock, they have Star Wars X-Wing, and at 7 p.m. they have a Magic Modern Tournament. FTW Games has Magic EDH Night at 6:30 p.m. and Pokemon League at 7 p.m. Richmond Comics is closed on Mondays. On Tuesday, September 30th, 2014, Dragon's Den has IndyCard Night starting at 5 p.m. and it goes until 10 p.m. The card games are L5R, Netrunner, Pokemon, Pathfinder, MLP, and Yu-Gi-Oh! At 5 p.m. they also have a dual school for Netrunner. And at 7 p.m. they have Family Game Night. FTW Games has a Magic Standard Win-It Box for Khans of Tarkir Booster Box at 6:30 p.m. One-Eyed Jax is hosting HeroClix Tournament War of the Light at 6 p.m. and a Marvel Dice Masters Pauper Constructed event at 7 p.m. On Wednesday, October 1st, 2014, Dragon's Den is hosting Dual School Magic the Gathering until 6 p.m. starting at 5. Star Trek Attack Wing at 6 p.m. and they're hosting a Magic Draft at 7 p.m. FTW Games is hosting Warhammer 40K Night starting at 5 p.m. Star Wars X-Wing League at 6 p.m. and Role Playing and Board Game Night at 7 p.m. Richmond Comics is hosting a D&D Encounter session at 6:30 p.m. and the Time Capsule has Standard Magic at 7 p.m. On Thursday, October 2nd, 2014, Dragon's Den has Warhammer 40K all day. And at 5 p.m., they have D&D Advanced. FTW Games is going into their winter hours and therefore will be closed on Thursday. Richmond Comics is hosting Pokemon League at 5 p.m. and Magic the Gathering Standard at 6 p.m. On Friday, October 3rd, 2014, Dragon's Den is hosting War Machine and Hordes starting at 6. Warhammer 40K Friday Night Fights at 6 p.m. as well. And at 7 p.m., Friday Night Magic begins. FTW Games has Pathfinder Society starting at 6 p.m. and Friday Night Magic at 7 p.m. with registration beginning at 6:30 p.m. Richmond Comics is hosting Friday Night Magic Draft Khans of Tarkir at 7 p.m. and Friday Night Magic Standard at 7:30 p.m. At 8 p.m., board games kick off. The Time Capsule has Friday Night Magic Draft and Standard starting at 7:30 p.m. On Saturday, October 4th, 2014, Dragon's Den starts D&D for Beginners at 2 p.m. FTW Games has a Magic Standard Win-A-Box for Khans of Tarkir Booster Box at 12 p.m. and Star Wars X-Wing Tournament at 12 p.m. One-Eyed Jax has a Board Game Highlight, Ultimate Werewolf, starting at 7 p.m. Richmond Comics has HeroClix starting at 12 p.m. and a Magic the Gathering Legacy Tournament starting at 2 p.m. On Sunday, October 5th, 2014, Dragon's Den has Pathfinder Society starting at 12 p.m. going until 6. FTW Games has Warhammer Fantasy Open Play starting at 12 p.m. They have a Magic Standard Win-A-Box for Khans of Tarkir Booster Box, or possibly a draft, at 12 p.m. And Pokemon League starts at 3 p.m. One-Eyed Jax has a HeroClix Tournament War of the Light starting at 11 a.m. and L5R Bushi Tournament starting at 12 p.m. Richmond Comics has a 12 p.m. Pokemon League and 12 p.m. Malifaux. The Time Capsule has a rotating format for Magic the Gathering starting at 2 p.m. This has been the FLGS News and Events Program for the week of September 29th, 2014, and is presented by Excalibur Zone Gaming. We cover the FLGSs of the RVA area. Contact information for each store can be found in the description of this video. If we have missed a game store that is based in the RVA area, please leave a comment below so that we can contact the store for their schedule of events. This program is a free service celebrating the game stores of the RVA area. Excalibur Zone Gaming does not receive any compensation for providing the information we talk about. It is a thank you to our RVA FLGSs for all that they do for us gamers and the community they are a part of. We are, however, open to donations and sponsorship if you wish to help with production costs and improvements. Financial contributions can be made at www.patreon.com/excaliburzone, where you can make a one-time donation or a monthly recurring donation to help support this program and others released on the Excalibur Zone YouTube channel. Please be aware that after fees and taxes, one half of the remaining net amount will be donated to charity. You'll not only be supporting Excalibur Zone Gaming, but also many others who are in need of financial support. If you wish to make a non-financial donation, we do accept sponsored giveaways hosted on the Excalibur Zone YouTube channel. We use giveaways to increase our subscriber counts and to get games into people's hands. A requirement of most sponsored giveaways is for the contestant to subscribe to the donator's social media accounts. Anonymous donations are also accepted. If you still wish to donate but can neither do so monetarily nor with product, please donate a few cans of food to your local food bank. Until next time, enjoy playing games. Support your FLGSs. Please like, favorite, and subscribe. It really helps me to know that people are enjoying my broadcasts. And please take a moment to visit my Patreon page. Your support is greatly appreciated. As always, this is Excalibur, and I am out.